Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to another exciting episode of Country Legends Jukebox. My name is Jay Dean. We have a great show planned tonight. We're going the comedy route tonight as we pay tribute to Homer and Jethro and their comedy. Back in the day, they had some mighty good stuff. The pair were from Knoxville, Tennessee, my favorite place to go, Knoxville, Tennessee. Henry Homer Haynes and Kenneth Jethro Burns were the guys that played Homer and Jethro. My grandfather had all of the albums when I was a kid, so I got to know their stuff when I was really small. And the first song we're going to be doing is one of their biggest hits. This song actually went to number 14 on the pop charts back in 1959, and it made it to number 8 on the country charts back in 1959. It's based on the Battle of New Orleans. You know what it is. It's the Battle of Cucamonga. Here comes Homer and Jethro.
In 1959, we took a little hike with our scoutmaster down to Lake Onega Night. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts, and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study, nature's whiteys. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crept up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. There must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We lay down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept her real still and we had our eyes aglued. We saw how they were dressed. They were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them on a lake and Eagle Nike all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me.
Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's way. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Ah, them big guys get everything.
Well, they ran through the bars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them far. Well, like an eagle knock all the way to Buffalo.
A rooty toot toot, a rooty toot toot. We are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. We don't smoke and we don't chew and we don't go with the girls that do.
Some shows say they play classic country, but they don't. But we do. We play everything from the mid-1940s through the 1980s. Songs you love, but may have forgotten about. This is Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you got the toe. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor right. Straight through the uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
Bring on the brothers who've gone on before, and all of the sisters who've knocked on your door. All the departed dear loved ones of mine, stick them up front in the offensive line.
Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
A lowly bench warmer I'm contented to be, until the time when you have need of me. To flash on the big scoreboard that shines from on high, in a big Super Bowl way up in the sky.
Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts. Yeah, dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left.
Country Legends Jukebox, now 89-year-old Bobby Bear, and Dropkick Me, Jesus, which was recorded in a noontime session at RCA Studio A in Nashville this week in history on April 15th, 1976. Well, I suppose we could have used that song for our Inspiration Corner today, but I picked something different for you. We're going to do one from Randy Travis right now off of his CD called Worship and Faith. Here's Randy Travis and Turn the Radio On.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. And glory share. Turn your lights down low. And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God. And turn your radio on. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you listen in, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. And glory share. Turn your lights down low. And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. And glory share. Turn your lights down low. And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your lights down low. Listen to the master's radio.
Turn your lights down low and listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
The waltz of the angels I hear
each time that I hold you tightly in these arms of mine. It must be from heaven, this music I hear, when your lips say, I love you, in waltz time, my dear. There must be a power much higher than I, a writer of love songs way up in the sky, the maker of roses of love sweet and true, and the waltz of the angels he wrote just for you. There must be a power much higher than I, a writer of love songs way up in the sky, the maker of roses of love sweet and true. And the waltz of the angels he wrote just for you.
Country Legends Jukebox, this is the week in history that radio started playing The Waltz of the Angels by the great Win Stewart. It was this week in 1956 when radio embraced that song, and it would be a big hit for Win Stewart. So usually after the holiday season, the country artists back then would spend February, March, and April in the studio getting some new material ready and getting ready to go out for their big summer tours. So many artists were in the studio this week in history recording future hits. And we're going to play a whole bunch of them in the show this week, including this one. This was recorded this week in 1981. Ronnie Millsap, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Our paths may never cross again. Maybe my heart will never mend, but I'm glad for all the good times, 'cause you brought me so much sunshine, and love was the best it's ever been. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Missed loving you, girl. You've made my whole life worthwhile with your smile. I wouldn't trade one memory, 'cause you mean too much to me. Even though I lost you, girl, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. They say that all good things must end. Love comes and goes just like the wind. You've got your dreams to follow, but if I had the chance tomorrow, you know I'd do it all again.
Country Legends Jukebox, one of his 40 number one hits in his career, Ronnie Millsap, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world. We're paying tribute to the great comedy team of Homer and Jethro. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have probably their biggest hit that they had on the radio. And of course, it's our second segment, so that means Remake Heaven is just around the corner. Stay tuned, everybody, and keep it tuned right here for more Country Legends Jukebox.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Country Legends Jukebox all around the world. My name is Jay Dean, and we have a great, great segment coming up. Our Remake Heaven is going to surround Gary Stewart and one of his big hits. We'll play it, and then I'll tell you about the remake right after that. So we're paying tribute to Homer and Jethro, the great comedy team in country music history from Knoxville, Tennessee. It's Henry Homer Haynes and Kenneth Jethro Burns in the duo. And probably their biggest hit that they had was a song that was based on How Much Is That Doggy in the Window by Patti Page. This thing went number 17 pop, and it made it all the way to number 2 on the country music scene. Here's Homer and Jethro. How much is that hound dog in the window?
I believe we ought to sing, Homer.
Now?
Now.
How much is that hound dog in the winder? I do hope that flea bag's for sale. How much is that hound dog in the winder? The one with the long mangy tail. I'll give you 2 bits for that hound dog. The one with the sad aching heart. For he looks so much like my girlfriend, I can't hardly tell him apart.
What dog is that?
That is a hot dog, Homer.
Boy, you mustered that up, didn't you?
I must take a trip to Louisiana, leave her and that hound dog alone. While I'm eating shrimp and jambalaya, they'll be home a-gnawing a bone. I don't want a monkey or a baboon. I don't want an old muley cow. I don't want a crappie or a catfish. A catfish could never meow. How much is that hound dog in the winder? with a basketball nose on its face. You know what a basketball nose is. It dribbles all over the place.
Keeping it country. Classic country. This is Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. Drinking doubles. I know what she plans to do, but I don't know where or when. If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles.
Country Legends Jukebox. There's Gary Stewart with his 1975 number one hit, She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles, and that's part of our Remake Heaven for today. And the guy who remade the song is having a birthday this week. It's Wade Hayes, born in Bethel Acres, Oklahoma, April 20th, 1969. Wade Hayes is double nickels, 55 years old this week. So his remake came on an album back in 1998 called Tribute to Country is what it was called. And on that album, Wade Hayes did a bang-up job on She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles.
I've seen men look at her before when they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. 'Cause I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, single, where or when. And if I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I'll drown my troubles.
Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean,
where the legends come alive.
You're back in town again, spreading talk around that I'm still in love with you. Though you let me down, I hate to admit it, but I guess the talk is true. Or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache about an old somebody new. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. Found another sweetheart to drive you from my mind. I thought that I'd forgotten you, but I know that it's not true. Or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a about an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue.
Country Legends Jukebox, the great Ray Price, and I've Got a New Heartache. And of course, Ricky Skaggs redid that back in the 80s on his Live in London album. We would like to wish a happy 85th birthday to the great Johnny Tillotson. Johnny Tillotson was born April 20th, 1939 in Jacksonville, Florida. That makes him 85 this week. And he scored a top four hit in country music back in 1964 with It Keeps Right On A-Hurtin'.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead. And it keeps right on a hurtin' since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurtin' every minute of the day. Every hour you're away, I feel so lonely. And I can't help it, I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurtin' since you're gone. They say a man should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory. And it keeps right on a hurtin' since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurtin' every minute of the day. Every hour you're away, I feel so lonely. And I can't help it, I don't think I can go.
How about that? 85 candles on the cake for Johnny Tillotson. April 20th is his birthday. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we have more from Homer and Jethro. And this time, they're going to be guided by the lovely June Carter, helping them out destroy a classic. You know, they had so much fun remaking some of these songs. And we're going to have Baby, It's Cold Outside, Homer and Jethro, and June Carter coming up next.
Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean, where the legends come alive.
Hello there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's Country Legends Jukebox. My name is J. Dean. It's the show heard all over the world. We are on over 25 radio stations all over the world every week, and you can always hear my shows at my website, which is countrylegendsjukebox.com. Coming up, we have our new segment called Songs I Thought Would Be a Hit. Well, this song was actually a hit, but I'm going to do the artist I thought would be a hit coming up in just a few minutes from right now. Don Williams is on deck, by the way. We're going to do another one from the great comedy team of Homer and Jethro. My grandparents had their albums, and I used to play them all the time when I was a little tyke. Really like Homer and Jethro. They had a song out that was back in 1949 called Baby, It's Cold Outside. This was a hit for Dinah Shore and Buddy Clark and Margaret Whiting and Johnny Mercer. Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Jordan had a version of it out. Well, Homer and Jethro team up with June Carter with this rendition of Baby, It's Cold Outside. And by the way, this was a best-selling retail folk record as far as a country western record. It sold a lot of copies. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
can't stay here all night.
It's kind of cold out there, Jill.
Yep, it sure is.
I ain't a fixin' to stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta get away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you fall
very
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like feet.
Mommy will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Watch your hurry.
And you'll get the shotgun
if
down.
If he does, we'll have to leave town.
Really, I'd better
have
hurry.
A drink, watch your
maybe
hurry.
Maybe just a half a jug.
Put
more.
Some Eddie Arnold records on while I pour.
The neighbors might be.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this here drink?
That ain't sarsaparilla either.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyeballs are popping out now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hair, your hat looks swell.
I'm gonna say no, no,
mind if we move in closer?
Least I'm putting up a good
boy, this black eye sure is a sight.
Really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out.
Ah, oh, but it's cold outside.
Pick it warm, Jethro.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The weatherman says.
How lucky that you fell
it
in.
It would be fair.
That ain't soap chips falling out there.
Sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips looks like pedals.
Pedals?
Yeah, bicycle pedals.
My brother will be waiting at the
hope
door.
Hope he won't be too
ain't
sore.
Sure he's minded.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Give me the key to that
never
door.
Never such a terrible blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You boys have been grand.
We'd just like to hold your
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
That'll be talked to.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and die,
I really can't stay.
Your antifreeze won't hold out.
Oh,
baby, it's cold outside.
Make sure to like us on Facebook. Just type in Country Legends Jukebox and you'll find our page. And thank you for making Country Legends Jukebox your favorite show.
Back in my younger days, I used to go all night. Now I just stay at home, and everything is all right. Back when I first met you, I used to live in a haze. But that was so long ago, back in my younger days. I would do anything just to stumble and fool. It's a wonder I'm standing here. I've broken so many rules. Now I dance with you every night, and still I'm so amazed. Your love made a man of me back in my younger days. An innocent age. Talk about a dream come true. We reinvented the phrase. It's better than it used to be back in my younger days. Back in my younger days. Back in my younger days. It's better than it used to be back in my younger days.
Country Legends Jukebox, back to 1990 with the gentle giant Don Williams, Back in My Younger Days. I remember those days. Coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to have my 60th birthday party on Country Legends Jukebox. My 60th birthday is May 5th on a Sunday, so we'll celebrate my 60th birthday in a couple weeks here on Country Legends Jukebox. Welcome to our segment called Songs I Thought Should Be Hits. Well, we're going to flip-flop it a little bit, and I'm going to call it A Singer That I Thought Would Be a Big Hit. His name was James Bonomy, and he had a couple of hits back in the mid-90s and then just kind of disappeared. So James Bonomy comes out on the scene, and his album comes out. I get his press picture. I get all this stuff. And my baby sister, Krista, had the biggest crush on this guy. Really good looking guy, has an excellent voice, has a great song, and I really thought he would take off, but he didn't. But this song went to number 2 back in 1996. See if you can remember, I Don't Think I Will. Here's James Bonomy with Tom T. Hall on deck.
Hold it right there, don't say a word. I hear a voice I've never heard calling my name, saying this is the one. Oh my goodness, what have you done? I could turn around and walk away, saying this is too good to be real. But oh, I don't think I will. Because I absolutely, positively know without a doubt you're becoming someone I just could not live without. So afraid I'd spend my whole life not knowing how this feels. Oh no, I don't think I will. I could just do what I've done before, it all on the moon, say it's nothing more than the pull of the tide, and it's gonna pass. But something's telling me this time it's gonna last. I could close my eyes and just pretend I don't feel the way I feel. But oh, I don't think I will. Because I absolutely, positively know without a doubt
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Well, that song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? I love that part about break my heart and baby please come home. And I love that line about a hurting my mind and my beer ain't got no bone. That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. The first time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? You sing high and I'll sing low and everybody sing along. But everybody quit while I get my kick to sing and bring that boogie home. That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Okay, gang. Well, that song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was so grand. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it.
Country Legends Jukebox, recorded this week in 1974. The great Tom T. Hall, and that song is driving me crazy. It's almost break time. We're gonna hear a little Ricky Skaggs with the Bill Monroe song called Wheelhouse. And coming up is hour number two. Everybody, hour number two is yet to come. We have more from the crazy guys of Homer and Jethro coming up. I'll have Glenn Campbell and a very special Forgotten 45 today. It's all coming up in hour number two next.
Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Where the legends come alive.
Hey, howdy, partner. Welcome to hour number two. This is Country Legends Jukebox. My name is Jay Dean. The show that is heard on 25 great radio stations all over the world, including recently adding two stations in Spain, a station in Georgia, and a station in Ohio coming soon. Yeah, we're branching out, baby. My mama is so proud of me. All right, we're going to have a Forgotten 45 coming up. It's an old surf song from the 60s, redone country back in the 80s. And it's in memory of the songwriter and the lead singer who died recently. I'll tell you that story coming up in a bit. So back in 1953, there was a massive hit on the radio called Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. It was done by Slim Willett. Skeets McDonald had the country version. Perry Como had a very successful pop version of that song. Well, leave it to Homer and Jethro to take that song and chew it up and spit it out in a song called Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyeballs.
This ain't the kiss of far, this ain't the jambalaya, this is Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eye. We hope her teeth were like the stars above, because they come out every night. 1, 2, 3, 4 Her hair's so fair, she laid it on a chair, because I seen it a-laying there. I cocked an eye at her, she cocked an eye at me, and we just sat there cockeyed as could be. Too many fights, too many scars, too many knots upon my head. 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3 Now, love was in bloom, then she lowered the boom, and now I wish that I was dead. She's got me educated, eyes are granulated, cause she hit me with a sugar bowl.
How do you like that strain, Homer?
Boy, that sounds more like a compound fracture to me.
Anybody else want to try it?
It's on there. Keep a hunting.
The stars get in your eyes if you've got water on the brain. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Don't light the flame, or you'll be to blame. The spark of love may take your breath. The water starts a-streaming, your ears will start to-steaming, and you'll percolate yourself to death. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 9, 10, 11, 12 Bingo! Don't let the stars get in sockets.
When he was a kid, he sat by the stereo and played his classic country. He sat by the jukeboxes and pumped in dimes and quarters. And now, he's playing those classic country songs for you. This is Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page.
carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now a third with eight. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. And just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife.
Country Legends Jukebox. I said a while ago that a lot of artists were in the studio this week in history. Well, Glenn Campbell was out in Hollywood at Capitol Records recording Dreams of an Everyday Housewife this week back in 1968. So we are here today to play something different for you because I guarantee a lot of stations aren't playing this next song, but I am because this show is super cool and we like to do that. Well, it's in memory of somebody who passed away a couple of weeks ago. His name was John Bucky Wilkin. And he was Ronnie Daytona from Ronnie and the Daytonas back in the 1960s. And John Wilkin wrote their biggest hit called Little GTO. John Wilkin is from the Nashville, Tennessee area. He wrote Little GTO for Ronnie and the Daytonas. Well, did you know that back in 1989, my favorite 80s country band, Southern Pacific, had an album out called County Line. And on that album, they had their rendition of Little GTO. Check this out. It is beautiful.
Little GTO. Backing up now, listen to her whine. When I put it on, winding up, blowing out GTO.
Yeah. Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean,
where the legends come alive.
I still get that honeymoon feeling after all these years. My heart goes a-reeling. Every time you touch me, it's still the living end. I still get that honeymoon feeling. I can still hear those wedding bells ringing. Every time we love, I get that honeymoon feeling again. It seems like only yesterday you walked into my life and answered all my prayers and made my dreams come true. And even though it's been some time since I made you my wife, every day I find I'm even more in love with you. I still get that honeymoon feeling after all these years. My heart goes a-reeling. Every time you touch me, it's still the living end. I still get that honeymoon feeling. I can still hear those wedding bells ringing. Every time we love, I get that honeymoon feeling again. You make my world a better place to be. And though we're far from newlyweds, you're still my little bride. But most of all, I'm glad you show just how much you need me. I still get that honeymoon. My heart goes a-reeling. Every time you touch me, it's still the living end. I still get that honeymoon feeling. I can still hear those wedding bells ringing. Every time we love, I get that honeymoon feeling again. I still get.
Country Legends Jukebox, the great Roy Clark and Honeymoon Feeling. Roy Clark born this week in history, April 15th, 1933. Honeymoon Feeling, one of his biggest hits. Speaking of the moon, we have Shenandoah taking us out of here with The Moon Over Georgia.
He owns a big estate just south of Savannah, and a high-rise hotel in downtown Atlanta, and half the state of Georgia to his name. She'd be set for life in his colonial manor. He laid the world at her feet on a silver platter, but all I had to offer her was the moon. She took the moon over Georgia. She'd rather have a million stars in the sky than a gold mine. She took the moon over Georgia. When it came down to world of mine, she took the moon over Georgia. A little country house in need of expansion. It's a far cry from his South Georgia mansion, but we've got our own paradise. Shadow dancing till dawn with a full moon shining, and those occasional clouds all have a
Country Legends Jukebox, Shenandoah, the moon over Georgia. We're going to come back, and we have more from Homer and Jethro. And coming up in the next segment, Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley, Mo and Joe, record one of their biggest hits in the most amazing way. Absolutely perfect. They couldn't have picked a better day to record this song. What am I talking about? You stick around. I'll tell you the whole scenario coming up in a bit.
Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean, where the legends come alive.
Welcome back to Country Legends Jukebox, everybody. My name is Jay Dean. Good to be with you. Don't forget, every show I've ever recorded can be heard at my website, which is CountryLegendsJukebox.com. CountryLegendsJukebox.com. My 60th birthday party coming up in 2 weeks on Country Legends Jukebox. If I make it there, which hopefully I will. All right, we have Charlie Pride coming up. He recorded one of my favorite songs of his this week back in 1973. And then I'm going to tell you about Mo and Joe recording one of their biggest hits. And they could not have picked a better night to record this song because of the circumstances around the song and the artist that did it before. I know you're confused. I'll sort it out for you in about 60 minutes from right now. In the meantime, you know Jambalaya by Hank Williams. Well, yo, Homer and Jethro butchered this song too. Here comes Jambalaya.
Goodbye, ma'am, we gotta scram down the highway. Stick out your thumb, son of a gun, going my way. Caught a ride with a guy in a wagon. In a sack on the back, he was a dragon.
Jambalaya, shoe fly pie, nanner puddin'. Cause tonight, gonna see old Sally Gooden. Danced all night on my feet for a blister. Had to sidetrack her nose when I kissed her. Side by side we was a-settin', and just about the time we started pettin', some big hick throwed a brick through the winder, hit her side, hurt her pride, broke my finger. Jambalaya, horse meat pie on a push cart, flipped my lid, always did love that red heart. Kinda rough, meat was tough, chewed it slow. Almost choked when some bloke hollered whoa.
History of country music. We are keeping the greatest music in the world alive. This is Country Legends Jukebox with Jay Dean.
Don't you fight the feelings of love. Cause love is something nobody ever gets enough of.
Don't reach out your hand, taking all the sunshine from above. Well now, love is believing, so don't fight the feelings. Don't fight the feelings of love. A boy and a girl in a big spinning world, upside down in love from the start. Sunny days and laughing skies, true love in both their eyes, spending happy good times in the park. Learning all about living, taking and the giving, love is growing stronger every day. Well now, never be another cause, they're trusting each other. Good love seems to just work out that way. I said, now don't you, don't you, don't you fight the feelings of love. Cause love is something nobody ever gets enough of. So reach out your hand, taking all the sunshine from above. Well now, love is believing, so don't fight the feelings. Don't fight the feelings of love. Don't fight the feelings. Don't fight the feelings. Don't fight the feelings of love.
Country Legends Jukebox, Don't Fight the Feelings of Love. Charlie Pride recorded this week in 1973 in Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, I have you all confused about the Culture Club and Boy George and Moe and Joe. I am here to straighten out the story right now. You know that Moe Bandy and Joe Stampley, known as Moe and Joe, had a hit back in 1984 called Where's the Dress? And it was taking on Boy George and the Culture Club with their hit called Karma Chameleon and things like that. Well, this is cool. I did not know this until just now while I was researching the song. Moe Bandy and Joe Stampley recorded Where's the Dress on April 16th, 1984. As they were recording Where's the Dress in the studio, Boy George and the Culture Club were playing a sold-out show at Nashville's Municipal Auditorium. The exact time they were recording the song, Boy George and the Culture Club were playing in Nashville as well. How cool is that? Moe and Joe with Where's the Dress?
Moe, I saw it on the TV and I thought it was a shame. It was a man dressed like a woman, and he had a boy's name.
Well, I heard it on the radio while I was in the tub. Now, Joe, what in the world is this thing they call the Culture Club?
Well, it's some old boy from England, Moe, and he's making $1 million.
Joe, we'll never make $1 million driving these old trucks.
Too many nights of drinking, losing football bets. Lately we'd do anything to get us out of debt.
Where's the dress?
Give me them high heel shoes.
Where's the dress? We'll be money making fools.
We might close the bars then, cause a few arrests.
But if it makes some money, tell me where's the dress. A nurse to tote my purse, and I'll keep it full of beer.
Yeah, and I'll have a girl to drive my truck and one to tease my hair.
We can still go fishing, wear our old blue jeans. When it comes to showtime, we'll be country queens.
Where's the dress?
Give me them high heel shoes.
Where's the dress? We'll be money-making fools.
We might close the bars down, cause a few arrests.
But if it makes some money, tell me where's the dress.
stick and some rouge.
Where's the dress?
Hey, Joe, why don't we do this thing up front and get some of them ostrich plumes?
You know, where's the dress?
I was wondering if they made a pink pump in a size 12, Mo.
Where's the dress?
You don't think that old boy from England shaves his legs, do you, Joe?
Where's the
dress? I don't know, Mo, but it'd take a bush hog to cut the hair off our legs.
Where's the dress?
Boy, I'm sitting there. Boy, Mo, boy, Joe, and the Grand Ole Opry.
Mo. Where's the dress?
I don't think old Roy would like that at all. No. No way, Mo.
Where's the dress?
I can't wait to see you, Joe, in one of them cross-your-heart brassieres. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Kind of man she needed me to be. She made a list and laid it there beside me on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been there and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Last night I came home at 2:45. And to my surprise, she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been there and she'd have never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
Country Legends Jukebox, Mark Chestnut, It's a Little Too Late. We're very happy to announce that Mark Chestnut is back on the road entertaining his fans. He took some time off for some health issues, got it all straightened out, and he is back on the road playing all that great music, one of the top artists of the 90s and 2000 in country music. So back in 1977 this week, we had a number one song from a guy and a girl that just had such good chemistry together. She was a jingle singer until Johnny Duncan found her. Her name was Janie Fricke, and Johnny Duncan and Janie Fricke were number one this week back in 1977 with It Couldn't Have Been Any Better.
She just sat there and she brushed her hair. Lord, it sure was dark and long. I got up and drank a half-warm beer. Found my boots and put them on. She was not sure where she stood with me as she straightened. Kissed her warm red lips again.
again. And I whispered soft and low, baby,
it couldn't have been any better. It couldn't have been any sweeter.
We couldn't have climbed any higher if we'd been to the top of the world.
We couldn't have got any closer. We couldn't have gone any farther.
It couldn't have been any better. And you're my best friend's girl. With a tender look, she said goodnight. And I turned to walk away. Just before I closed that door and left, I could hear her softly say, baby,
it couldn't have been any better.
It couldn't have been any better.
It couldn't have been any sweeter.
It couldn't have been any sweeter.
We couldn't have climbed any higher if we'd been to the top of the world.
Legends Jukebox. There goes Johnny Duncan and Janie Fricke. So if I would ask you if Homer and Jethro are in the Country Music Hall of Fame, what would you say? Well, they are, but I would have kind of doubted it the way the Hall of Fame has done things in the last year where they've only had like three or four people. Well, back in 2001, they had a super class of people put into the Country Music Hall of Fame. When we come back for our final segment, I'll play one more from Homer and Jethro, and I'll tell you all the artists that were enshrined into the Country Music Hall of Fame with them in 2001.
Country Legends Jukebox with J. Dean, where the legends come alive.
Welcome, everybody, to our final segment of the show for today. It's Country Legends Jukebox. My name is J. Dean. It's been fun paying tribute to Homer and Jethro, the great comedy team from back in the day. And my question to you was, are they in the Hall of Fame? Well, yes, they are. They went in 2001. And this was back when they were putting an abundance of artists in to try to catch up a little bit, which they need to do again. I'm begging you, Country Music Hall of Fame, please put in more than just three or four people a year. Back in 2001, the class was Sam Phillips, Ken Nelson, the Delmore Brothers, Webb Pierce, the Leuven Brothers, the Everly Brothers, Bill Anderson, Homer and Jethro, Don Law, Don Gibson, the Jordanaires, and Waylon Jennings. What a class that was back in 2001. Here's our final song from Homer and Jethro. It's based on Tennessee Border by Red Foley. It's called Tennessee Border Number 2.
Her eyes was red, her name was Helen. Her head looked like a watermelon. Her hair was long, she had a Tony. Her neck looked like a roll of bologna. Her teeth stuck out so firm, she didn't have much sense. She could gnaw an ear of corn right through a picket fence. Our marriage license cost a quarter on the Tennessee border. Took her out to see what we could see. Just then I saw her husband, and he stood 6'3". He had brass knuckles all made to order. Now my teeth are scattered on the Tennessee border. Her hair was red, her name was Hanner. Her nose looked like a big banana. She weighed so much he had some trouble. He thought that he was seeing double. He put his arm around her and he tried to hug her, but he couldn't get close enough, 'cause she had too much blubber. She was too fat, he couldn't court her. Now she wears a girdle around her Tennessee border. One night I took her out just across the line. She stumped her toe and fell in a barrel of turpentine. Young man, young man, where is my daughter? Well, the last time I seen her, she was turned across the Tennessee border.
It's all about the memories. The songs that bring back the memories of the days gone by. Let's hear another classic on Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
Lonely women make good lovers. They're all at the mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man. Better treat her just as good as you can. Lots of times a lonely girl will go out on the town with no thought of evil on her mind. But she don't try to plant bad seeds. But there's something every woman needs, and a friendly smile will do it every time. 'Cause lonely women make good lovers. They're all at the mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man. Got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Once a woman's tasted love, she can't do without it. She'll search for something warm when she gets cold. And if her are wet with wine, when it comes to loving time, she'll trade her pride for something warm to hold. 'Cause lonely women make good lovers. They're all at the mercy of a good-looking, smooth-talking man. Got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Yeah, lonely women make good lovers.
Country Legends Jukebox, happy birthday to Bob Luman, born April 15th, 1938 in Nacogdoches, Texas. That, of course, is big hit, Lonely Women Make Good Lovers. You know who else had that song as a hit, don't you? Guy by the name of Steve Warner, and Steve was in Bob Luman's band at one time, played bass for Bob Luman. So something happened in history back in 1980 this week that had never happened before. For the first time in chart history, the top five positions on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart were held or co-held by female artists. It had never happened before until 1980. Number five song was Two Story House with Tammy Wynette and George Jones. Emmylou Harris was at number four with Bonnie Stillwaters. Debbie Boone was at number three with Are You On the Road to Loving Me Again. Dottie West had the number two song, A Lesson in Leaving. And the number one song that week in 1980 was Crystal Gayle, It's Like We Never Said Goodbye.
I was sure I'd lost my chance forever. I never dreamed we'd ever meet again. Now here we are alone, once more together, doing all the loving things we used to do back then. It's like we never said goodbye, love. You're just a little shy, love, but you sure remember how to make me smile. A different bed, a different ceiling, but still that same old feeling as a whole. It's good to hear you talk about the old times. It's good to hear your sweet voice once again. Right now all I wanna do is touch you and feel the love start happening the way it happened then. It's like we never said goodbye, love. We're both a little shy, love, but you sure remember how to make me smile. A different bed, a different ceiling, but still that same old feeling as I hold you close, I almost wanna cry. 'Cause it feels just like we never said goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Country Legends Jukebox with J.D.
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
What is it that brings you to this part of town? Curiosity, conscience, or faith? I know it's not love, for I once gave you love, and all you gave me was the gate. I've got a feeling you've come back to just rub it in, and to really put me in my place.
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Must you keep telling me you've got a new love? I don't need you to remind me. Must you keep telling me I look so lonesome and my better days are behind me. Must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
You've already left me and broken my heart and told me how much you don't want me. Believe me, I'm happier when we're apart. Why must you come back now and haunt me? Must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face? You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Country Legends Jukebox, the Leuven Brothers, and Must You Throw Dirt in My Face. This week is the 100th birthday of Ira Leuven. He was born April 21st, 1924. Sadly, died young June 20th, 1965. So this is the week back in 1976 that the Wild and Woolly Eddie Rabbit had his first solo number one. He had his first number one with Pure Love, he wrote for Ronnie Millsap. But this song went number one this week in 1976 for that Wascally Wabbit.
Hey, bartender, pop the top on another can. Give me 10 dimes for this dollar in my hand. And turn the knob on the jukebox way up loud. I might drive out the whole damn crowd, but I'm drinking my baby off of my mind. Hey, Joe, looking at me like I was half crazy. But ain't you never loved and lost a real special lady? She was a sweet loving mama, she treated me right. I stepped out on her one too many times. Now I'm drinking my baby off of my mind. Drinking, ain't thinking about facing tomorrow. Sinking, sinking in a sea of sorrow. Hey, bartender, line them up down the bar. I'm gonna try and wash away all these loving scars.
Was a fun show today. I hope you enjoyed it half as much as I did. I'll see you again next week with another Country Legends Jukebox show. I want to let you know once again that Country Legends Jukebox is a Ty Mitch production.